case by either the courts or the defense counsel.
On 22nd November 2011, the analysts from the Police Forensic Laboratory and the Ghana Standards Board appeared before courts in connection to the case. While the police analyst reiterated that his test, which was done on 29th August 2008, was positive for cocaine, the Ghana Standards Board analyst indicated his test, which was done on 29th October 2011, was negative for cocaine.
Benjamin J. Boateng reporting. The Ghana Armed Forces has commended officers and staff of the 7th Military Hospital for exhibiting a high sense of military dedication and commitment during the recent nationwide strike by doctors in civilian health establishments. The commander, Brigadier General Paul Konyo of the 37th Military Hospital, enumerated challenges the hospital was facing, which included intermittent water shortages, inadequate drugs and medical consumables, frequent breakdown of essential equipment, surge in patient load and delay in migrating to the single spine salary structure. Brigadier General Konyo said President Mills inaugurated some completed projects by the government to ease some of the challenges which led to general improvement. The projects included water reservoir, main theater suite, central sterilization and supplies department, oxygen plant, and ultra-modern mortuary. General Officer Commanding the Southern Command, Brigadier General Martin Anyaglu, praised the officers and men of the hospital for their endless efforts to save lives while maintaining cordial relationship with patients. And Nursing Officer Leticia Henry was adjudged the overall best worker for 2011, followed by Principal Nursing Officer Christine Yapley and Superintendent Enrolled Nurse Stella Akolaje, the second runner-up. President John Evans Atta Mills has expressed disgust over a news item making rounds that he has arrived in Havana, Cuba for a 10-day visit. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Director of Communications and the Presidency, Kokwani Doho, stressed that President Mills is still in New York and will return home on Saturday.
President is in New York. President Evans said to visit Havana over this period in New York. And as I speak to you, the lead is coming to an end. Last activity is a special guest at the New York Stock Exchange. It's expected at 9 o'clock local time here in New York. And then he'll be there for an hour or two. And then Friday, God willing, he'll take off with the rest of the entourage. And hopefully, God willing, by 1 o'clock, President should be back at home.
Director of Communications at the Presidency, Koku Anidoho. A founding member of the NPP, Daniel Bugrinabu, has appealed to the flag bearer of the party to tread cautiously in choosing a running mate to help boost the party's chances to wrest political power in election 2012. He said the choice of the flag bearer should not mar the certain victory of the NPP in the general election. Mr. Bugrinabu was interacting with journalists in Accra in reaction to media attacks for suggesting Ambrose Derry, MP for Lorananndom, as running mates for the party's presidential candidate. He said his consideration of Mr. Derry is driven by the fact that his partnership with Nana Akufo-Addo would help defeat the propaganda machinery of opponents of the party that NPP is an Akan-based party. Mr. Bugrinabu said the running mates from the Upper West region would also be an honor to the memory of late Don Bungu, together with Dankwa and Buzia, laid the bricks for liberal democracy in Ghana. Parliament has approved a loan agreement between the Government of Ghana and the African Development Fund for an amount of $70.4 million for the country's poverty reduction and business environment support program. The loan is to support government's budget through the multi-donor budgetary support framework. The ADF facility, which is of mixed nature, comprises the grant element of $41.6 million and the actual loan amount of $70.4 million. The loan has a 10-year grace period, while repayment will be spread for 40 years and mature in 50 years. It also attracts a service charge of 0.75% per annum on the principal amount of the loan disbursed and outstanding from time to time, with a commitment charge of 0.5% per annum on undisbursed portion of the loan and an overall grant element of 79.42%. The Public Interest and Accountability Committee will be formally outdoor today in Accra. The 13-member committee will be tasked to monitor and evaluate how the government manages and uses petroleum revenues and investment in Ghana's petrochemical industry. In a statement, the chairman of the committee, Major Ablo Kwaku, assured Ghanaians that the committee will work hard to avoid both the oil curse and Dutch disease in Ghana.
The Public Interest and Accountability Committee, PIAC, was created as an oversight committee by the Petroleum Act and charged, among others, with the responsibility to monitor, evaluate compliance with the law, provide independent assessment, and above all, provide space and platform for the general public to debate the management and use by government of the petroleum revenue and investment made from the revenue. The committee is chaired by Major Daniel Sua Ablo Kwaku and made up of representatives nominated from 13 institutions named by the Petroleum Revenue Management Act 2011, Act 815. The 13-member committee was inaugurated in September this year by the Finance and Economic Planning Minister, Dr. Kwabena Dufour. Institutions that are on the committee are the Trade Unions Congress, the National House of Chiefs, the Association of Queen Mothers, Association of Ghana Industries and Chamber of Commerce, the Ghana Journalists Association, the Ghana Bar Association, and the Ghana Extractive Industries Transparency Initiative. The rest are the Christian groups made up of the Catholic Secretariat, the Christian Council, and the Pentecostal Council, who are represented on a rotational basis. The Federation of Muslim Councils and Ahmadiyya Mission, also represented on a rotational basis, and the Ghana Academy of Art and Sciences. A release signed by the Chairman of the Public Affairs and Communications Subcommittee of PIAC, Yao Owusu-Addo, quotes Mr. Ablo as saying members of the PIAC have been working on the quiet, putting together a secretariat and updating themselves on relevant information and statistics relating to Ghana's oil industry, as well as consulting on best practices regarding the management and use of petroleum revenue as pertains elsewhere in oil-rich countries.
A report on the Public Interest and Accountability Committee. The Public Utilities Regulatory Commission, PURC, says it regards communication as very critical in the operations of utility providers. The commission indicated that communication is a vital component of utility service delivery because the public should not be left in the dark. The executive secretary of the PURC stated a disservice at a meeting in Accra with the utility service providers, VRA, Gridco, ECG, and Ghana Water. The meeting, which was convened by the Committee of Legal Consumer Services and Public Relations of the TIC, discussed communication and education as tools for effective operations and service delivery for the utilities. It also gave the utility providers an opportunity to take stock of the operations for the year and outline programs for public education for 2012, as well as support for public relations activities by chief executives and managing directors. Mr. Du told the meeting that the TIC has put in place a task force to move around to do troubleshooting during the Christmas festivities as a complement to what the utility services will put in place. Cell phone numbers will also be published to allow consumers to make their complaints. The utility service providers took time to outline their programs for next year and during the Christmas. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra, the Media Stories. GNPC earmarks $40 million onshore oil exploration in the Volta Basin. Parliament approves $70 million loan agreement for poverty reduction support program. Concerns over rising incidence of maternal deaths in Kumasi. Recent study shows continued overexploitation of households. Food and transport steps are surveillance to ensure hygienic and wholesome Christmas. U.S. downgrades recent election in DR Congo and calls for review of the process. And President Barack Obama celebrates final U.S. Army withdrawal from Iraq. Do stay with us.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are social.
Welcome back. The Ashanti Regional Director of Health Services, Dr. Aaron Ofrey, has expressed concern about the growing incidence of maternal deaths in the region. The region has recorded 200 such deaths since the beginning of the year, compared with last year's figure of 165. This, he said, should be a source of worry to everybody and needed to engage serious attention of all stakeholders. Dr. Ofrey was inaugurating a new maternity block for the Edriso Government Hospital, blamed the situation on late arrivals to health facilities and poor infrastructure. He said to help reduce the high mortality rate, health authorities are aggressively pushing towards making the facilities more maternal friendly. And that this move, all midwives are being taken through customer care to improve the quality of service to pregnant women. The medical officer in charge of the hospital, Dr. Seyusu, said the block completed at a cost of 85,000 Ghana cedis was financed jointly from its internally generated funds and support from other corporate bodies. He said there is no doubt that a 35-bed facility will significantly help to improve maternal health service delivery at the hospital. The National Disaster Management Organization, NADMO, has put in place a new strategy aimed at dealing with fire disasters. The new strategy seeks to achieve a preventive system, and it involves awareness creation, preventive measures, and the creation of a culture of all-round safety consciousness. The Deputy NADMO Coordinator, Sylvester Zantulu, announced this at the launch of the 2011-2012 National Bushfire Prevention Campaign in Accra. Lawrence Naughty reports.
The Deputy Coordinator of NADMO, Sylvester Zantulu, said the new national strategy places much emphasis on prevention and risk reduction rather than firefighting. This, he said, calls for investment in the areas of education, control initiatives, industry, and risk reduction. In pursuance of the strategy, NADMO has recruited 60,240 disaster management volunteers throughout the country. They have been put into groups known as disaster volunteer groups. They are being trained to assist NADMO, the Ghana National Fire Service, and the Ghana Health Service to manage emergencies as well as in the implementation of risk reduction measures and policies at the community level. Mr. Zantulu said the training is in early warning, flood management, and risk monitoring, among others.
If one considers the per capita emergency response for the nation in the area of fire management, the importance of volunteers cannot be overemphasized. Currently, the country's per capita emergency response stands at about one fire personnel to every 3,915 people of Ghanaians and one NADMO personnel for every 2,900 people. These figures are unacceptably high, given Ghana's vulnerability to fire outbreaks, hence the emergency of activities. The training program for the volunteers is ongoing. It's in the areas of early warning, flood management, harm and risk monitoring, and relief management. We have first aid and fire hazard management, including fire prevention, which includes preventive measures in climate change management. Ghana's recent attainment of middle income status cannot be allowed to go back by negative phenomena like bushfires and can be prevented or at least controlled so that we cannot look on ourselves.
Mr. Zantulu noted that though statistics show that the country is improving in the management of bushfires, there should be no room for complacency as more can be done in managing bushfires.
Lawrence Naughty reporting. The World Zonal Office of the Food and Drugs Board in the Upper West Region has stepped up a surveillance to ensure that the storage, distribution and transportation of consumable goods in the region are carried out under sound hygienic conditions as Christmas draws closer. To this end, the Zonal Office has issued a one-week ultimatum to every meat vendor in the region to acquire a medical certificate to be able to operate during and after the Christmas festivity. The Zonal Officer Zakaria Brahma said the move to safeguard public health. It has been established that 80% of domestic helps don't get fair wages since the Labour Act does not adequately treat the peculiar nature of domestic work. The need to standardize their work has therefore been put forward in order to address the issue. These points were captured in a research carried out by the Center for Gender Studies and Advocacy of the University of Ghana. The research has also looked at the work of female bank staff in the context of promoting decent work for women. Augustus We joined in the discussion and reports.
Many Ghanaian homes have domestic helps. They are cooks, nannies, gardeners and the like. While some may perform a single role, others don't have a clear-cut function. Such people perform every chore in the house. Due to the peculiar nature of their work, many have little or no control over what they should earn. A member of the research team, Dr. Akosia Dakwa, noted that what has compounded the situation is the practice of seeing domestic helps as being part of the family, even if they are not related to their employers and not as workers.
The key to dealing with this matter has to be also dealing with this kinship idiom. But even when people do not employ their kin, they are still talking about, I treat them exactly as I treat my children. Like, if you look at the domestic violence law, it has a provision protecting domestic workers. And I think this is great in the context of the fact that there are no other regulations there protecting domestic workers. However, what it does is to keep domestics within the home as kin. We need to move to the place where everybody recognizes domestic work as work, first and foremost.
On the aspect of the research that looked at female bank officials, it came out that the changing face of banking is making it difficult for female staff to combine their work, family and other social activities.
Augustus Zakui reporting. Voluntary repatriation of Liberian refugees worldwide will end in March next year. Liberian refugees who want to return to their homeland have to decide by March or decide to naturalize after the 30th of June next year when the cessation clause takes effect. UNHCR's Assistant Public Relations Officer, Iragda Hachu, made this known at a workshop in Accra yesterday. She said the cessation clause is an internationally accepted principle that helps government to decide when a refugee does not need any more international protection. We will be back after this break.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are total.
Welcome back. The U.S. says the recent elections in the DR Congo were seriously flawed and has called for a review of the process. Official results gave President Joseph Kabila 49% of the vote against 32% for opposition leader Etienne Tshisekedi. But the results' credibility has been criticized by the EU, the Carter Center, and other election monitors. U.S. President Barack Obama has marked the end of the Iraq War by applauding what he called the extraordinary achievement of U.S. troops in a conflict he firmly opposed. In a speech at Fort Bragg in North Carolina, he paid tribute to the soldiers who served and died in the war. The last U.S. soldiers are expected to withdraw from Iraq within days. Ghana will be the first country to announce a squad for next month's Africa Cup of Nations, as coach Goran Stevanovic holds a press conference in Accra today to name the players for the competition. The Serbian is expected to name his 23 players for the tournament to be held in Gabon and Equatorial Guinea. Unofficially, there is a call for about 15 players safe in the knowledge that they will be in the squad. Coach Stevanovic has already defended his squad before the executive committee of the GFA. Now to end the news, the main points again. A senior geoscientist at the Ghana National Petroleum Corporation, Mike Raiti, says the corporation will spend $40 million to begin onshore oil exploration in the Volta Basin. A $17.4 million loan agreement between the government of Ghana and the African Development Fund has been approved by Parliament. Maternal deaths in the Ashanti region is set to be rising with 200 cases recorded this year as against 165 last year. The U.S. has called for a review of the recent elections in the Democratic Republic of Congo, saying the elections lack transparency and did not measure up to the positive democratic gains seen in recent African elections. And U.S. President Barack Obama has commended the country's troops stationed in Iraq for the extraordinary achievement in a conflict he firmly opposed. The news was presented by Agatha Samoa in Accra.